tail back behind him. Sterling goes off to the right. Pollard comes far sideline to the left. It will be Hayes up the middle, trying to get the first down. He will have it as he is upended by Ciccarello. The free safety, about a four, maybe a 4.5 yard pickup, takes the ball down inside the Albany 25 to the Great Dane 22-yard line. And with 14:45 to go in the first half, Monmouth continues the drive.
Speaking to some of the Albany people before the game, Matt, they were very impressed with Julian Hayes and what he's been able to do. I think that's the sentiment from the league, that he kind of came onto the scene and he's having this breakout season. He's in the mix for NEC Offensive Rookie of the Year.
6 foot, 220 pounds, the product from Connecticut. Option look here. Now shovel pass for Pandorf. And Pandorf will pound his way down inside the 15. Take it to the 14-yard line of Albany. That goes as a gain of 8. Monmouth with a second down and short.
It's an interesting wrinkle to that play we've seen run by Monmouth these last couple of years. Normally they like to run it to Tyler George or Mike McLafferty, one of the two tight ends. This time Pandorf getting a chance to get some yardage. He's got surprisingly good hands for that H-back fullback player, and he runs really hard.
Very good player at Lacey High School under Lou Versillo, the longtime head coach of the Lions. Three wide receivers set here for Monmouth. Second down and a long one. Peterson wanted to take a crack down the field. Now flushing the pocket, goes to his left, stops, throws, and will throw it out of the back of the end zone as an incompletion to bring up a third down and about a yard and a half.
Like the call, though. I like the throw on the second and short. It's a shame that Peterson got pressured because he had George running down the middle of the field open for a couple seconds, and then he had to roll out to his left, throw it out of the end zone. So now Monmouth will have a third and short.
Saw Dino Molina leave the game earlier with an injury. He is still walking very gingerly right now. We'll try and pass word along to you what the actual injury is when we can. Third down here in short for Monmouth. Peterson will give it to Hayes. Flag is out. Hayes will have the first down, but this one could be coming back. Usually when it is thrown that fast, it is a procedure penalty against Monmouth, and that is exactly what it will be.
An illegal shift will be called on the Hawks offense, so they'll move back. So that third and one that was converted will now push them back even further. And again, they're going into the wind. So the Hawks will get marched off here and have to rethink things on third down.
Penalties on third down, especially third and short, can really come back to hurt you. And Monmouth, who had a third down and about a yard and a half, will now have a third down and a long six. Still workable, however, as George will check out, and in will come a four wide receiver set. Sterling near sideline to the left, far sideline to the right. Pollard, Sumlin, and Roberts in a tight trips formation. Albany with a four-man rush. Roberts will make the catch right at the first down marker, pushes the pile forward to the 11, and it will be a first down, 7-yard pickup for the Hawks.
The offense looks good, Matt, in this game, and Albany's a pretty decent defense. Craig Peterson continues to just get better at managing the offense, doing a very good job, and now Monmouth with a chance to further either cut into this Albany lead, which is 7-3, or may potentially take the lead themselves.
Bryant put up 31 points in one of Albany's lone poor defensive performances last week in that NEC loss. 12:35 to go in the first half. Monmouth trailing 7-3. They have it first down and 10 from the Albany 11-yard line. This is Hayes off the left side, and he will work his way down, stop just shy of the 5-yard line. About a 6-yard pickup for Julian, and it will bring up a 2nd and 4.
And those 1 and 2-yard carries in the first quarter on this drive have become 5 and 6-yard carries already. So Julian doing a good job getting stronger and starting to assert himself.
Pretty nice crowd on hand as the bleachers have become almost full. With a bit of a late arriving crowd. You'd expect that with a 12 o'clock start. We are at the 12-minute mark here in the second quarter. Sterling and Pollard up top to the right. George tight end back to the left. Hayes the single back. He will get it, and he will get stacked up back behind the line of scrimmage. 1 yard loss as Albany read that play beautifully. First on the scene, Kyle Jordan, the outside linebacker.
Looked as though Albany in the Monmouth huddle, Matt, they knew that play was coming. They had it diagnosed early on, and they're able to stop Julian short. So now it'll bring up another third down. The Hawks have been very good at converting a third down already in this game. We'll see if they can continue it.
Let's call a third down and five. Monmouth can get a first down, but it would be just about at the one-yard line. Sterling splits out wide to the right. Pollard stays near side to the left. Ball sent from the middle part of the field. Peterson checks the defense over. Looks, throws, wants. McLafferty, touchdown, Monmouth! McLafferty, a 10-yard out pattern, beating the safety. And McLafferty hauling one in for his first touchdown reception of the year. 6 yard from Peterson.
It's a real tough matchup for a linebacker to try to cover Mike McLafferty one-on-one. He gave a nice little move at the goal line, shook forward to the flag. Nice throw from Craig Peterson to find him. And again, continued improved play by Craig Peterson as he finds McLafferty here.
We'll check in on the NEC scoreboard after this PAT and when we come back from our break. But if Monmouth can figure out a way to win this game today, things in the NEC could get extremely interesting. Spillane to try to make it 10-7. Peterson, the holder. Good snap. Good hold. Kick is up. And that is good. Monmouth 10, Albany 7, 11:04 to go in the second quarter. We step out for 30 seconds and remind you that you're listening to Monmouth Football from Nelligan Sports on the Hawks Radio Network.
Need to charter a bus for school trips, concerts, sporting events, or more? Call Suburban Transit, a Coach USA company. It's the official bus company of Monmouth University Athletics and has offered the finest charter bus service available with safety, luxury, and reliability for over 50 years. New state-of-the-art buses will make your trip relaxing and enjoyable, so don't delay. To charter a bus, call Suburban Transit today, 800-222-0492, or visit online at suburbantransit.com. Suburban Transit, driven with pride.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks, a Nelligan sports production on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
On our Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard from the Northeast Conference, Duquesne and Sacred Heart, the other real key game in the Northeast Conference, has Duquesne 7, Sacred Heart 6. Monmouth the 10-7 advantage here on Albany. Those are the games we will certainly keep our eye on, as Monmouth a game back of Albany and Duquesne for the first place rights in the NEC. Bryant is in there as well with a 4-2 record, same as Monmouth, but the Bulldogs not eligible for the postseason. And as we said, the scenario for Monmouth, pretty simple. They need to win their game today and next week against Wagner. Albany then becomes almost immaterial if Monmouth can do that. It is Duquesne, the team that owns the tiebreakers in a three-way or head-to-head matchup, so Duquesne would have to leave. I'll lose both of their final games. Sacred Heart today, Robert Morris next week. Short kickoff in the direction of number 20, Dylan Romaine. He will take it out to the Albany 27-yard line, where it will be first down and 10 for the Great Danes. The other two games that are in progress, Bryan is leading St. Francis PA 10-0, Wagner 7, Robert Morris nothing.
That scoring drive for the Hawks, Matt, if I'm reading this properly, a 16-play 78-yard drive. It took 7 minutes, 44 seconds off the clock. That Monmouth's two scoring drive have both been over 6 minutes and over 12 plays. That last drive, just a complete time-consuming journey.
10:56 to go, and it is Romaine to get the carry. He is the backup tailback. And despite Andrew Smith being really good, Albany will rotate players in and out at that tailback spot. Romaine is one. Omar Osborne we will probably see at some point today as well. Romaine will pick up here about 4, bring up a 2nd and 6. Eric Masick on the tackle for Monmouth. Fresh set of defensive linemen in for this series. 2nd down and 6 for Delella. Checks the defense over, wants to throw. Here comes pressure, gets the ball off, finds a man. That again is Cole King sitting down in the zone. Tackle made by Dave Demersian, but out to the 45-yard line. This is an Albany offense that looks to have pretty quick strike ability.
And it's such a contrast, we've said it already, from what we've seen from this team in the past. Normally an option team, a grinded-out kind of team. Now they're in the shotgun, they're throwing 3 wide receivers out, and they're very, very sharp.
1st down and 10 from the Albany 45-yard line. Little play action going down the middle. Man is wide open. Brian Parker, the tight end, makes a move of the 15, gets down inside the 10, inside the 5, stretching it out, and it's a touchdown. 55-yard touchdown pass, Delella to Parker. And Albany back up top just like that.
And my partner playing the role of prophet, you said it. They have quick strike ability. And then a play later, 55 yards and a touchdown. And that middle of the Monmouth defense, Matt, has been an issue all season long. The area between the linebackers and the safeties has been exploited through the air by a variety of teams. Albany, the most recent to do it here, with a long touchdown strike.
Parker, his second touchdown reception of the year as Glass comes on to kick the extra point and make it 14-10 in favor of Albany. We'll keep it here in between plays. And Brian Parker, the guy that caught that pass, kind of an interesting story. He is listed twice on the roster. He wears number 74 or 49. He is also an offensive tackle. It will not be unlike Albany to have him change uniforms during the course of the day because he will play both positions. There at the tight end spot, however, showing good speed, good range, and picking up 55 yards for the score.
I'm still trying to digest the point that was just made. So he'll wear two jerseys in this game. Isn't that, like, illegal?
It's not illegal. He can change jerseys and become an offensive tackle at any point. But when he is a tight end, he wears 49.
So I guess that's how you determine when he's a tight end and when he's a tackle?
That is correct. I double-taked when I was talking with the Albany radio announcers before the game as well. And I said, well, that's kind of interesting. And they said, yep, it makes it kind of interesting for us, too. We're never quite sure where he could pop into the field and at what position he will pop in.
Here's my question. If he has his tackle number on and he reports tackle eligible, does, like, the universe just stop?
I don't know. I mean, it's something that I don't know has happened so far this year.
I'll tell you what. I've watched a lot of football. I've broadcasted a lot of football. I've played a little bit. I've never heard of that.
Redshirt freshman from upstate New York makes a big play. So the scoring drives, there has been four of them in the game in much different fashion. As Eddie just told you, the two Monmouth scoring drives very long. The two Albany scoring drives very quick. Here's Glass on to kick off. High end-over-end kick. Pollard from the four-yard line on the near hash mark. Gets to the 15, looking for a blocker. Takes it to the 20. Gets out over the 25-yard line. There is a flag down. Likely to be an illegal type block, if I had to take a guess.
And partner, to your point, Muhammad's two scoring drives have been a combined 28 plays, a 12 play and a 16 play. Albany's two scoring drives combined, 5 plays, a 2 play and a 3 play drive. So 28-5, and Albany with a 14-10 lead.
It is a holding call thrown on Monmouth, and that kind of picking up a bit where St. Francis, Pennsylvania left off last week. They were able to put 45 points up on the board against Monmouth, and a defense which at times during the course of the year has played so well seems to be hitting the skids a little bit the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, last season the defense got better as the year went on. They were playing their best ball at the end of the year. This season so far, the defense was at their best early, and teams, I think, are learning more about this Monmouth team as more games have been played and more film has been out there, because the last few games the defense has been getting gashed for big yards. I'll tell you, both quarterbacks having a field day. We'll get into the numbers after this play.
Peterson coming back on here, a first and 10 from the Monmouth 15-yard line. Little play action, going to roll out to his right. Stop, look, and throw. Pollard at the line of scrimmage will make the catch. Fall forward to about the 18-yard line, a 3-yard gain.
And both quarterbacks, as we said before that play, really playing efficient football. Craig Peterson now 15 of 19 for 113 yards, a touchdown, no picks. Dan DeLella from Albany, 5 out of 6, 131 yards, and a touchdown. So we've only seen, Matt, 5 incompletions in this game on both sides, and it looks as though this game has taken on the persona of a track meet.
Second and 7, just about 9 minutes to play here in the first half. Peterson, little flare pass to the outside. Pollard makes the catch. Good downfield block from Sterling. Pollard will stay on his feet, have the first down as he takes it out to about the 27-yard line. That will go as a 9-yard pickup, and the chains will move for Monmouth, who trails 14-10.
Offensive football is fun to watch, but not when you're with one team and you want that team to get stops defensively. It's frustrating for the Monmouth offense too, Matt, when they march so long down the field and they think that they give the defense rest for then Albany to go out and score so quick. Now Monmouth needs to try to keep pace with the Great Danes.
Seems to be the way that the league has gone a lot. There hasn't been a lot of defensive struggles this year in the NEC. Peterson wanting to throw, threw off his back foot, and lucky that was not intercepted. Overthrew Pollard as it goes as an incompletion, sets up a 2nd and 10.
You're right, and that's kind of the trend in college and high school football these last few years as offenses open up, and it seems as though the better players are playing offense whereas years ago they might have opted to play defense. Now, a lot more glory in running up and down the field and scoring a lot of points, and that's why you see these 60-50, 50-40 games in high school and in college more than you ever did before.
Second down and 10 coming up for Monmouth. Roberts, Pollard, and Sterling in a trips formation up to the right side. It'll be Bilal Sloan, L into the game. He will get it off tackle to the right, get back to the line of scrimmage, nothing more than that, to bring up now a third and 10 for Monmouth.
Tough play call, tough area of the field as well at the 27, right around the 27, 28-yard line, going into a pretty good win at about third and 10. We've seen screen already in this game, both bubble and on the running back. Haven't seen Neil Sterling thrown to in a while, though. I'd like to see Monmouth look his way.
Keep an eye also. If Monmouth can't get the first down, Ryan Moore would have to punt into a decent swirling wind. Peterson from the pistol has trips off to his right. Sterling, the single man, back to the left. Pollard in motion from right to left. Low snap. Peterson handles it. Now moves to his left. Has Sterling. He'll make the catch. Step out of bounds. It is a first down out to the Hawk 39-yard line.
Such a resource. He's such a dangerous player. I know people hear me probably say it week in and week out, but he's just the players that he is playing against, Matt, in this conference are not as good as he is. And he's a player that, because he's that good and he's young, needs to be fed the football often and early.
Out to the 39, where Monmouth has it first and 10, a 12-yard gain for Sterling. He continues to amass statistics and yardage. He has been so good all season long, getting close to the 50-catch plateau on the season. Peterson looks in trouble, now dodges his way through the pocket, will slide and get to the 42-yard line, goes as a gain of three, brings up a second and seven. Good decision there by Peterson. Such an interesting story. 6'1 junior from Manalapan, was a second-team all-shore player in his senior year for the Braves, came to Monmouth, was not going to play football, missed the entire preseason in what was his freshman year, had to relearn everything, kind of start from scratch, and now here he is a few years later as the Monmouth starter. Pollard tops out of the right. Sterling stays near side of the left. Peterson going to give off here to Sloan L. Moving to his right. We'll get back to the line of scrimmage. No gain. Tackle made for Albany by Zach Gallo, the defensive tackle.
You kind of went through the Craig Peterson story as it unfolds. It's funny to think you went from not playing college football to being the most important player on the team still alive for a potential conference championship. It's funny how those kind of things, those twists and turns, take place. And his improved play has been key to Monmouth having a chance. He was so good a week ago, and really since he was inserted in the game against Bryan, Matt, has been very good.
Kyle Frazier had his knee surgery. He is expected a full return as early as spring practice. Third down here and long for Monmouth. Peterson going to roll to his left. Running out of real estate, in trouble, and will get sacked. Giving chase and making the play for Albany, number 11, John Morgan, the junior inside linebacker. Bad timing for the Hawks on that play. Two-yard loss, and on a fourth and nine, the Hawks will have to punt it away for the second time today.
Yeah, they rolled Peterson short side of the field. He didn't have a whole bunch of options. They liked the run-pass option with Craig, who's very athletic, but not enough room on the field. And that was a nice play by the linebacker coming up to get the sack in Morgan. So now Monmouth will have to punt.
Moore, who had a short punt last time, led to Albany's first scoring drive, will kick into the win here. Hang one in the air. Kirshner will come up, call for a fair catch, and make it at the Albany 32. 4:54 to go in the first half. It is Albany 14 and Monmouth 10.
We'd like to thank our friends over at ShopRite for their sponsorship, one of the sponsors we have here on the football broadcasts on the Shore Sports Network. ShopRite is a proud sponsor of the Monmouth University Hawks, and we'd like to remind you, before you tailgate this season, with this week and then the final home game next week against Wagner, stop by your local ShopRite for sandwiches and snacks, all at one place, your place, ShopRite.
First down and 10 here for Albany. They have it at their own 32-yard line. Delella on a busted play. He will get dropped in the backfield of the 30-yard line. Two-yard loss. Dave Demersion on the tackle as he and Andrew Smith, Delello and Andrew Smith got their signals crossed. One went left and the other went left when somebody was supposed to go right.
No worse feeling than when a broken play and you're in the middle of it takes place. You just, at that point, want to not fumble and not lose too many yards. Albany that time dropped for a loss of a couple.
Four wide receivers into the game here. Shotgun look. There's King again to make the catch at the 35-yard line, going past Zacharias, and will have a first down. That player, 87, Cole King, has had himself a whale of a first half. He is giving Monmouth all kinds of problems in the secondary.
Yeah, I know the Hawks corners don't play on players. They play sides of the field. But if I was the defensive coaching staff, Matt, I'd want to get Reggie Hildebrandt Jr. on Cole King.
Well, that's the matchup right now as King will split out to the left, the defensive right where Hildebrandt Jr. is. It will be Andrew Smith to get the carry to the open field to the 30 to the 25. And Zacharias trips him up at the last second to the Monmouth 24-yard line. It's been a back-and-forth game, but, man, Albany just moves down the field so quick.
There's, like, no wasted motion. All of their passes are crisp and efficient. It just looks as though what they want to do it, they block it well, and they convert.
First down and 10 now for Albany from the Monmouth 24-yard line. Five-man front as Cooper walks up at the outside linebacker spot. It's Smith again, gets through the first surge, lowers his shoulder, and gets good yardage. It's another first down down to the Monmouth 13-yard line. That goes as an 11-yard pickup.
Yeah, that time he lowered the shoulder on Andrew Sutton, the safety, and carried him another 6 or 7 yards before Sutton needed his defensive teammates to help him bring him down.
Smith again, third consecutive carry for him. Keeps the legs churning down inside the five. Will continue to roll his way down to the 3-yard line. That's another 11-yard pickup.
And we're getting the full look at Albany. They've scored via the pass, and now they've kind of made the decision. You know what? This is going to be Andrew Smith's drive. Neither Monmouth safety was safe on that play. That time, Pat Gray got carried about 4 or 5 yards.
Monmouth looking for a goal line stand here. First down and 10. A first down and goal, rather, from their 3-yard line. Here is Smith off the right side, hit in the backfield by Gums, and will get dropped to the 5-yard line. Nice defensive play that time, at least, for Monmouth as they stop the bleeding for a second. Sullivan in on the tackle as well, along with Chris Mastrangelo. Monmouth with a new look here with some of the goal line type players in. Second and goal from the Hawk 5-yard line. Time ticking away, 2.5 minutes to play in the second quarter, and Albany continuing to lead here 14-10. Straight eye look, H-back in motion from left to right. Delella wants to throw, deflected pass, and could have been intercepted. The intended receiver was again Brian Parker, the tight end. Not sure who got a hand on it for Monmouth, but nonetheless, it sets up a third and goal.
That time, Parker still playing tight end. So good to know. Also, Mastrangelo had a chance. Matt had an interception on that play. Couldn't locate the football quick enough. That could be a potential big play because Albany is definitely in for three, and they want more. They want to add on to this 14-10 lead.
Watch out for Andrew Smith here. He will go as a wing back to the right side, trips off to the right. Osborne in as the single back. Now Smith in motion. Option look. No, shovel pass to the inside. Osborne, was he able to get in for the touchdown? He did not. Stopped inside the 1-yard line. Albany says we should have scored. Now trying to talk the coaches into going for it on fourth down. Bob Ford waves the offense and tells them to stay on.
It's a good call because they've got the wind at their back. If Monmouth gets a stop, they'd have to go 99 yards into the wind. Albany already up 4. It's a good call for Coach Ford. Now the Hawk defense needs to come up big.
Everybody changing packages here. Straight eye look. Smith, the deep man. Quarterback sneak. I don't think that Delella got in. Referees are going to come in. They have not signaled anything. I think Monmouth on fourth and goal from inside the 1-yard line just held up Delella.
No call yet from any official. And I'll tell you what, if they don't call it now, I don't see how they can call it a touchdown as both teams are kind of huddled around all of the officials. I agree with you, partner. It looked as though he didn't make the yardage.
And he did not. Monmouth holds defensively. And that football is as close to the goal line as you could possibly get. And now with 90 seconds to go in this first half, the Monmouth defense just made a huge play. A fourth down and less than a yard. Fourth and goal, and the Monmouth defense able to make the stop. I am shocked that Albany did not give the ball to Andrew Smith.
Yeah, I am too. And he's also a player who's played quarterback. So if you want to sneak it, put him in there under center. Let him take it and try to go. So it's an interesting play call and a bigger defensive play for the Hawks defense. You're right, by the way. I don't think there's any room between the nose of the football and where the white line to signify the beginning of the end zone starts. The Hawks will have to be very careful here. They operate out of the pistol, so they're already 3 yards back. They should just quarterback sneak it and gain some yards.
And Peterson will come up under center here. Albany moved forward. Well, maybe Monmouth moved first. Lots of movement up front, and this will be a procedure penalty against the Hawks. Not sure how you can move the ball back any though. I mean, the football can't go back any further than it is right now. You pick it up and, you know, move it a half an inch. That's going to be about it.
I mean, if you're the official, do you kind of fake move it? Because, like you said, if you go back any further, they'll be snapping it for safety, and you can't do that.
And there is literally no room between the ball and the goal line.
I'll tell you what, a pass here would shock everybody.
Peterson will run the quarterback sneak, just trying to get out of the end zone. There's another flag thrown here on the near side. Mitchell Pollard trying to angle the linesman who's running in to say that it was against Albany. Let's see how persuasive he was. The play came out to about the 3 yard line, so Monmouth with a little bit of breathing room to work with. Officials will talk things over. Maybe just as importantly, the clock is down to a minute 23 here in the second quarter. And make no mistake about it, Monmouth would be content to just run the clock out here, not have to punt, not have to kick into the wind. A first down would certainly do that. It is, however, another procedure penalty against Monmouth. This one, Albany will decline.
I agree with you 100%, and I always advocate the aggressive play, but Monmouth would absolutely sign, as we have a timeout taken on the field. Monmouth would absolutely sign, Matt, for 14-10 as Albany takes the timeout heading into halftime. But if they were able to pull it off, what would a play-action spot ball look like here? I mean, the Albany defense probably would have no idea. You're going into the win. You're already at second and long. No one would be expecting it. I think it potentially could pop open, but it's a very high risk, very high reward kind of play.
Be interesting. I mean, I don't know that you could. I think the only problem with that is I'm not sure that you could have enough time with play action. I think if you're going to throw it, it's almost like catch it and throw a fade down the sideline. I don't know that with the ball getting snapped there from the 3 yard line and an Albany defense that is keying in on the run, I'm not sure if that the play action would buy you enough time. But I wouldn't be adverse to throwing the ball.
I think you'd
catch everybody by surprise.
So dare I say you agree with the aggressive call?
I do agree with it here. I mean, I'm not saying that Monmouth is going to do it, but I think if you're ever going to do it, second down is the down to do it. Albany only has one timeout left. Now, their idea, obviously, is to make sure that Monmouth has to punt the football into the wind, and they would send everybody at Ryan Moore. But if you are going to do it, second down is the down to do it.
And I would say, you know, personal choice, and I don't see him on the field right now, but Neil Sterling would be my receiver of choice just because even an underthrown ball, he can go up and make a play. So knowing the personnel that they brought out, it looks as though the Hawks will play it pretty close to the vest here.
Both tight ends, Pandorf into the game as well. Hayes will get the carry, gets out to the 6 yard line. He is dropped there, and I would think Albany will use their last timeout, and they will. With a minute 14 to go in the second quarter, Great Danes lead it 14-10. We're going to step out for 30 seconds, come back, and wind up this first half. Albany up by 4 from Nelligan Sports. You're listening to Monmouth Football on the Hawks Radio Network.
Ready, set, go. Your three favorite words. That's why we built you the Chevy Cruze Eco. It's available to order, and it offers an EPA-estimated 42-mile-per-gallon highway. That's the best gas engine highway fuel economy in America. And Chevy Cruze has just been named a Consumer's Digest Best Buy. Cruze is one of 6 Chevy models that received a Consumer's Digest Best Buy. That's more than Honda or Toyota. So you're good to go just about anywhere. Go to work, go out and play, go on the big adventure. Go get them, Tiger, or just go with the flow. The only place you won't go as much is the pump. Check out the great savings on Cruze at ChevyOffers.com and find a Chevy dealer near you.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks, a Nelligan sports production on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
Matt Harmon, Eddie Acapinti back here from West Long Branch. Monmouth is trailing Albany right now, late in the second quarter. Our score 14-10 in favor of the Great Danes as Monmouth trying to snap out of a 6-game losing streak overall at home for this year and snap a 4-game slide against Albany coming into the game today. Third down here in about 4. P. Peterson will throw. Gets one outside. Pollard makes the catch of the 15-yard line. He'll get the first down. And that would essentially be enough for Monmouth to run the clock out if they so choose, with now 65 seconds left in this first half.
And it looks as though that's what the Hawks offense will be content to do. I do like maybe trying one shot if it's a well-timed draw or screen, or maybe you want to throw one to Neil Sterling just to keep Albany honest. But it looks as though with the tempo that Monmouth's going at, Matt, that they will be content to go into halftime, and rightfully so, trailing 14-10.
First and 10 for Peterson, taking his time with the play clock down under 5. Jet sweep action for Pollard around the right side, upended by Ciccarello, the free safety at the line of scrimmage. And with less than 30 seconds, Monmouth will not have to snap the football again if they choose not.
And it looks as though they will not. The bench kind of gathering. I see headsets coming off of coaches, and it looks as though that they will be ready to go into halftime again, trailing 14-10. A very well-played, good first half of football. The Hawks with a couple long scoring drives, Albany with some quick strike, and the biggest play, the goal line stand by the MU defense to keep this game a four-point deficit.
We'll step out here and take a halftime timeout with Albany leading at 14-10 over.